After dinner, I find myself standing again at the threshold where the banquet hall and the balcony meet. A lush curtain at my back, protecting me from anyone surprising me from behind. But I can feel the cool winter breeze flow and move the curtains around me. I'm enjoying watching all the party guests having a good time, but from the comfort of my inauspicious spot. Some other musicians join the bard and a haunting melody pours out. This breeze and music reminds me of home in Salinvia. I can feel the extra ale taking effect and start humming a counter melody and sway a little bit to the music. Dancing at the solstice the other day, that was such a freeing experience and wonderful reminder of who I am. Part elf, part free spirit druid. How have I become so closed off and stoic? Then I remember, of course, because I was cursed by this mark and sent away by my family. I see Warlin notice my dancing and immediately stop. I'm not in the mood anymore anyway. Chava comes over and joins me quietly. It feels nice not to be alone again, which is odd because I like being alone. I'm used to it. We just nod to each other, not saying anything. We all wait for the party to die down so there are fewer people. We're able to make it back to our lodging safely and head up to Warland's room to debrief the evening. I don't even notice the conversation going on around me, but I'm briefly stirred out of my own thoughts when Marcian storms out of the room and the others start to vent about him. What did I miss? I've been off in my own world again. This party and the solstice yuletide celebration the other day reminded me of my past, being a kid, granted 220 years ago, and how my elven clan loved celebrations. We had celebrations and festivals all the time. I didn't realize how much this would affect me right now. I've really gotten away from that in my years since leaving home. I really miss it, and them. Feeling that breeze tonight reminded me of the name my family gave me. Nilo, or Night Breeze. It has been so long since I've heard or thought of that nickname. After we're back at the inn for the evening, Warlin pulls me aside. She expresses her concerns about the mark on my shoulder. She's afraid that it could be tied to the Lord of Lightning and Mistress of Storms, which I already think it is. I hope it's not, but everything that we've encountered seems to point that direction. She tries to make me promise not to go after the Lord of Lightning myself, and if I do anything, do it with them. And I placate her a bit. I don't want her worrying. But I can't share with her. I've never felt a pull like this before. It seems that just everything is pulling us in that direction. For the longest time, I thought it was tied to Celestian, but I'm not so sure anymore. I can definitely feel the curiosity. Clearly there is something within pulling me towards the Mistress of Storms and the Lord of Lightning, though it seems more internal and innate than magical. I'm not sure which version scares me more.